After 1 year in COVID, I started like doing a lot of
Have you changed a lot? I've definitely changed a lot.
Probably, yeah. We haven't talked in like, what, a year and a half at this point?
Yeah, and we don't like talk. This is like, we're trying to talk for the sake of talking, which is different.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I mean, it's like in general, right? Because I don't really text people. I prefer to just like meet up or call. Because texting is
I don't like texting
hard.
People either. Yeah, I don't really text any of my friends to keep in touch.
Like, there are some people, of course, to talk to and text to on like regular basis. But it's because we are, like, we have a continuous conversation going on the whole time.
So I feel like you're putting out like a really serious podcasting vibe right now. You're just like, yeah.
Why?
You sound like you're on an agenda and you're trying to convey some ideas.
That's how I usually talk.
Yeah, okay. Maybe you can slow down a little bit.
Okay, sure,
Just
I
relax.
Will slow down.
Are you relaxed?
I am relaxed.
This is actually my first ever in-person episode.
Yeah, you told me that.
Oh, I did? It's okay. So, you listened to Bill's episode.
Yeah, it was still pretty funny. Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was very interesting to listen to it. I mean, it's like, congrats on putting yourself out there.
Thank you. Wow, it sounds so formal. So how's your dating life?
Oh god. it's... The quarantine's been a roller coaster.
What's your favorite dating app? I've seen you on Tinder, right?
Oh, yeah. Tinder is, like, the bottom tier. Like, it's the worst one ever. Because, you know, like, all of my friends, like, tell me about horror stories from Tinder. But the thing is, Tinder is the only app that I know all the guys also have horror stories of.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that's, like, the worst one. I would say, honestly, if you are just want to talk to people and you're bored in quarantine or whatever, it's, I would say, either Bumble
or Hinge. For you, just talk about your experience.
Bumble or Hinge? Probably.
I like Hinge.
Yeah.
Bumble is kind of complicated.
How so?
Like, you have to... There's a time frame you have to text, and then the guy has to reply to keep the chat alive. It's so complicated. Unnecessary.
Yeah, but it's like one of their policies to gamify it. The best experience I've had was probably Bumble. Because on Hinge, I just, like, talk to people. Okay. Hinge was recommended to me by a friend. He said Hinge is the best one because you can see who liked you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like with Bumble, I guess you have the... You can't really see unless you
pair. I actually like Hinge because I think Hinge is better for more mature daters. Tinder, like, it's like you want to like the person, but without seeming like you like them first. But then Hinge is, if you like someone, you just send a like and then you start a message. Would you usually ask a girl out from dating apps? After a little bit of texting?
Not gonna lie, the 2 days I went out for, like, online one.
Two in total?
Yeah. I didn't really want to date.
So why are you on the app?
Okay, it's just I was really bored. In my mind, the goal is not to ask the girl out.
Why not?
I just don't have any goal in mind. I just have, like, let's just talk. So I don't have a specific, we talked for 2 days, let's ask her out, that kind of thing. So
really, then you would be one of the really annoying guys I match with on dating apps.
Yes, exactly. That's why I'm telling you, I'm not made for dating apps.
Yeah, but you're just like having fun.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's okay. I'll like bring back to the other point, but basically the first and like the other one, they like first said, hey, do you want to meet up? And stuff like that. And I was like, and that basically like made it obvious.
So basically they asked, so you agreed?
Yeah. And then we just planned out a couple of things to meet up.
Do you pay?
Yes and no. It's like, honestly, most of the time, like the girls that I've dated, but not really dated, but went on dates. The first one, I usually try to pay. But then very often, like, they're just like, you got it last time, I'll pay this time.
That's on the second date then?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's about it. But yeah, the other thing is, I feel like, honestly, my experience on dating apps is way better than some guys. Like, unfortunately, I know some of my friends who are a little shorter than 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So their experience is very different than mine.
Yeah. I can imagine. You have such, like, high privilege.
Yeah, like, I didn't even realize that was a privilege.
I know. Do you put that in your bio?
I don't really put it. Sometimes when they, you know, when you make an account, they ask you. I just like put whatever information I can. Okay. But sometimes, maybe sometimes I don't. But people ask me, and I'm like, 6'1", 6'2", or something. and the conversation continues. But at the same time, like, I don't, like,
if it's not that, it wouldn't continue.
Yeah, exactly. Just like,
I know,
just,
I've done that many
you've
times.
Done that?
Of course.
Like, you wouldn't date someone who's shorter than you?
Back in my old immature
what
ages,
do you mean?
I've definitely changed. My bar has definitely gone from like 5'11" down to like 5'7", 5'8".
Does it mean your bar went lower?
Yes, my bar went lower.
Oh God.
Yeah,
oh.
Because height is such a restricting factor. Yeah.
Here's the thing though, the way you described it is that the shorter guys have to have more in other ways.
Yes.
In order to
of course
get
of course.
Which is okay, you know what, it's
what about height for you?
I don't really mind it. As long as okay, here's the thing though, with the like I'm 6'2", right?
Oh, you are 6'2"?
Yeah, I'm 6'2".
I thought you were 6 feet.
No, I'm 6'2".
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like 180.
What's 6'2 in centimeters?
Like 185, 187?
No. 185 is 6'1".
Okay, six. Yeah. Okay. I think I'm closer to 6'2 now.
Okay.
Yeah, which is...
good for you.
I freaking... Bill said that I was skinny, right? On the podcast?
Yes.
Yes, I was... That's why I texted him. I was like... I'm not skinny anymore, and I had to like send him the picture of the scale. I'm like, I actually gained muscle this year.
So you know that part then? Yeah, we can talk about that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So how do you feel about me talking about having a crush on you in my
I kind of knew.
Yeah, of course. I would be surprised if you don't. Actually.
I mean, it's like I kind of knew, but it's, you know, I feel like in that situation there's nothing I can do or say.
What
so
do you mean?
I mean, like, what should I say?
Yeah.
What should I do? Type of thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, again, because people told me, and I mean, everyone knew.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But, like, people told me and tried to make a move, like, I was just like, okay, it's not really my place to do any action.
But the thing is, I think I was so inexperienced in these kind of things, like dating overall.
Oh.
I've definitely grown a lot since COVID, actually, because I started using dating app last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I had like all my dating experiences from dating apps.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you keep yourself busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, yeah. I guess like some people find it.
And
fun.
I learn a lot. Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Just stay safe.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the main thing. Whenever my friends, like especially female friends, are going on a date, I'm just like, share your location.
Mm-hmm.
Share your location.
With you?
Yeah, like, share your location,
wow.
Let me know, like, where the
wow.
hell are you? I mean, it's, like, okay, honestly, sometimes it's just scary. Because you don't, like, the guy could be just some random person, right? Yeah. And I know so many of my friends, they're, like, telling me, yeah, like, the guy would always, like, push me to go to his place after the first day. And I'm like, oh, God, don't do it. What if he's just like in a serial killer?
Yeah, I wouldn't go to a guy's place on the first date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like imagine you come in and there's just like bodies everywhere. Yeah. That's why I'm just like, yeah, be careful.
Yeah, my rice charity score went down to like 92, from 92 to 60 something right now.
Oh, that's
I think.
Not bad. That's
yeah,
not
you
bad.
Are you're 60 something, right?
I was 69 like first year.
Yeah. Did it have to change a lot?
I think it's like went down by, I don't know, low 50s maybe?
Oh, really?
High 40s?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I feel like, okay, honestly, if you are a...
Were you a virgin first year?
God. Do you really want to talk about this? Yes.
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 And are you still a virgin?
No.
No?
Let's not.
Do you want to talk about it?
Let's just say one night stands. That's
same.
All. Oh,
same.
God.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Okay. I do have like one.
During COVID or no, second year? Third year?
During COVID, yeah.
Yeah, same.
I mean,
wait, what?
It's
good for you on losing your virginity during COVID.
Cut the blind.
Are you happy?
Cut the blind. I mean, whatever. It was like a whatever situation. I mean, like for me, it wasn't like I was looking for it.
Okay, it just happened.
It just happened, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, yeah, whatever. Like whatever happened, but yeah, it just went downhill.
Yeah. How's it like now? Do you look for hookups on dating apps or?
I don't really look for hookups anymore because it's just.
You don't look for anything on dating apps.
I don't. Depends. Usually, like, I don't know. I'm pretty straightforward. Yeah, so, like, if I do want, like, if, I would say, we are on a whatever date and we're just, like, I really like her, I'll just say, hey, I think we, like, do you want to start dating, like, officially?
That's yeah. most, like, most girls want. I just learned to adjust my expectation, but...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Is it... It's kind of sad. All of my friends... Oh, no. It's not about that. It's just that all of my female friends tell me how the expectations for guys are just, like, on the floor.
Yeah, I just, like, keep dropping and dropping. And then so, like, when a guy shows up, treat me nice, I'm like,
wow.
Is he trying to, like, scam me or something?
Yeah, which is, like, just... That's why it's sad to me.
Yeah, it's sad.
It yeah, is. Because one time I was with a girl, and she was like, wow, you're so nice. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, what did I do? And she's like, oh, yeah. Then she explained to me, and then I'm like, oh.
Sometimes I talk about things that I really appreciated from a date or a guy, and then I think to myself, aren't these, like, basic human decency?
Yeah, like, so a girl once took an Uber to my place, mm-hmm. right? So she paid for the Uber herself to my place, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then when she was going out, I'm like, hey, I will pay for your Uber, because, mm-hmm. like, we use our MySpace mm-hmm. this time around. And she's like, oh, wow. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, isn't it just, like, just there? And then she's like, oh, okay. But yeah, it's sad.
So sad.
It is sad. That's why I'm like, oh,
God. Do you like being a guy in this way? You just have to do so minimum to stand out.
I mean, I'm not doing it for a girl.
You're doing it for your human decency.
Yeah, I'm doing it for my human decency.
Yeah.
It's, like, paying for an Uber if it's fair.
So what's your, like... when you spend money on dates.
Yeah.
How does it work for you?
Depends, like, where we're going. So, for example, let's say we're going for a happy hour / and then we go for, I don't know, desserts and everything else. Sometimes would be, for example, I would pay for the happy hour.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for the drinks and then for the food.
Mm-hmm.
So, it'd be, like, I don't know, like, what, $50, $70.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go for desserts and, like, every, like, something else that'll be also, like, around the same price.
Because
mm-hmm. we do some activities afterwards mm-hmm. too, right?
But so also, the girls pay for that.
Yeah. So it's, like, kind of even. But usually the girls just, like, hey, you paid for it. Like, let me pay for that. At least that's the girls I've met so far.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm guessing, like, there are others in the world that are... yeah. It's, like, a deal. Wait. I have a question. When you see a guy...
You should ask all your dating questions to me right now.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Seize the opportunity.
Oh, sure. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't have that many questions.
Okay. You're just doing so well. Excelling.
No, I'm not excelling. I just, like, I'm not doing anything with my dating life, to be fair. Like, I'm usually in my dating life, like, I'm just floating or whatever happens. I'm just, like...
Going with the flow.
Yeah, going with the flow. Oh, God. Let's say you're on a date, right? You're going on a date and you saw the guy's pictures, but then you see the guy in the person and he looks way worse. So on the pictures, he's like 7 out of 10, right?
Yeah.
In person, he's like 5 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your, like, reaction? Usually?
I definitely wouldn't act anything else. Like, in the past, I would still just go along with the date maybe for like 2-3 hours, and then I go back and I regret having spent so much time, even though I didn't like him from the first sight. And now, so the latest one, actually, so there's this guy I matched on Hinge, and he looks kind of cute in the picture, but then in person, he's not that far different from the picture, but I just don't find attracted to him.
Oh.
And so, like, we just maybe spend 10, 20 minutes talking, and I said, I need to go home. And he's like, what? Oh, I'm so confused. I thought you want to hang out. I was like, yeah, but it's too hot. I want to go home. And then, he was like, is this something with me? Like, I don't look like my picture. I was like, oh, no, it's not you, but I just don't feel attracted. Like, there's no physical chemistry and stuff.
Oh, that's rough.
It is.
That's so rough. I feel so bad for the guy.
So why are you asking? Did that happen to you?
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that, like, usually what happens, like, thank God, it happens, like, opposite. I see a girl and it's like, oh, she looks better in person mm-hmm. than on the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, kind of bad, because that means she does not know how to take pictures.
But it's good to undersell.
It depends. Not on the dating apps, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. It's better to slightly undersell.
Yeah. I guess for girls, though, right?
Yeah, because guys are not picky.
depends.
Most guys are not that picky.
Yeah. I'm hella picky. I'm like, I have a very specific taste.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I have a very specific taste when it comes to communication too. So it's like,
I see.
Yeah.
I've been like trained to lower my bar and like widen my taste.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the thing, like maybe, are you looking for anything though?
Eventually a relationship, but I'm not pushing for anything.
Whenever girls talk to me, like, yo, I like this guy, but he's like answering my texts. Like,
why are there so many girls complaining their dating problems to you?
I am just like,
usually, why are you so popular?
I'm not popular, just like people, no, like they always ask other guys, they're like, how do I get his attention so he can ask me out? And I'm like, what, how does this logic make sense? Why can't you just...
Yeah, why didn't you just ask him out?
Yeah, but they're like, I don't wanna because it's awkward. And I'm like, for God's sake.
That sounds so frustrating.
Like, any guy would say yes if you're just be a decent person without asking them out. Like, honestly, girls think that most of the guys are dense and don't understand.
Yeah.
No, most of the time, what happens is that
they pretend to not understand.
Yes, because if we, like, assume that's just worse, right? It's worse if I assume that, oh yeah, this girl likes me, I'm going to ask her out. But what if she doesn't? And so it's just
and
like...
And if you like her, you can still ask her out.
Yeah, but like, what if you don't like her and like, you know that she likes you, but like this whole, I guess, dynamic is awkward. So you just want to do the whole action for her, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Do everything yourself. But again, it would be weird, right? If the girl actually didn't like you.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case...
Is it easy for you to tell? If a girl likes you?
I mean, for me,
depends
on the girl. I've met some that are like, I have no idea what they're thinking. I've met some that are like, okay, yeah, I see what you're doing, but you gotta actually like say it to me in part, like,
is that what happened with me?
I mean, I was just like, I didn't really.
I feel
do
so
anything.
Like looking back at like first year, I was pretty awkward, to be honest.
I wasn't really looking for anything the first year. It was just, like, for fun.
Sure, yeah. But, I mean...
No, I mean, what I'm saying is that it's...
You don't need to give me any, like, excuses.
No, I'm not giving you any excuses. I'm just saying, like, in terms of, like, when I'm in this situation, like, again, like, what would you like the guy to do?
Definitely now I'm different than before,
but,
right?
Like, yeah, but now what would you like the guy to do?
Now I would ask the guy out.
Yeah, but let's say you're giving the advice to, I guess, to yourself in the past. So you would just say, oh yeah, ask him out.
No, I don't think I would be able to do that because I had zero dating experience. So I think it's just part of me before I learned more about stuff, and yeah, it's just
different.
It's just that it's gonna happen to any guy I liked, and it just happened to be you.
Yeah. Not the best choice, but
what do you mean?
99 red flags.
Yeah, definitely. No, but, red flags.
I don't have that many, but I guess like since
you know your red flags.
I know most of them. I know of them. Like, do you want me to list them all off?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, God.
Just give a few.
Commitment issues.
Oh, okay.
Vulnerability issues.
Okay.
I do not like to, like, just basically emotional unavailability.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess, like, workaholic is, like, not really to the extent of, like,
I see. We basically covered everything.
Yeah, like a couple more.
Yeah,
but no, I mean, like, those are like very general.
So, like, commitment issues, you mean like you want to be able to see other girls?
No, not that. It's just that, like,
too much emotional investment? You have to talk too much?
Oh, no.
What do you mean, commitment issues?
It's more like, okay, so here's the thing. I get scared off very easily when you introduce me to your parents.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's true.
Okay.
I can see that. And
yeah.
But I would love to be introduced to the guy's parents. Because that means, like, you are getting serious, right?
Yeah. It's just...
It's different.
I mean, like, you wouldn't say no.
You can communicate your feelings like a mature adult.
No, you don't say no to that.
You can talk about
bad.
Your feelings. Why does that make you scared? And why is that
it's
bad
not-
for the relationship? To be honest, I don't feel like we would be compatible in a relationship.
Not the first one to say that. I get that a lot. And people.
And how do you feel about that comment?
I mean, like, it's because I know all my red flags. Honestly, so many girls think that guys are horny as fuck.
Yes.
No. Most of my friends are not, though.
Uh-huh.
At least.
Okay.
Or maybe I'm just... My friends are not. like that.
Okay.
Because I have like some friends who are, for example, like super Christian and are not gonna do it. Are not gonna do it until marriage. So I have that those kind of friends. Mm. And
so you're thinking of the consequences, and then that would hold you off. That actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's yeah. Wow. I mean, but also
I've learned.
Yeah, but also if you're like on dating someone, right? I'm not dating them because of the sexual attraction. Like there is,
but some, of course there is. There's that
some. It's important. There is some, but it's not the most important thing.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
What do you mean? For me, sexual attraction is only important when hooking up with girls.
Mm, that's true. That's that's also true for me. Of course. Yeah.
Like, what's the point?
There needs to be at least, like, there's has to be like 50% sexual attraction
for you to date.
Yeah,
someone. I guess like, that's just different preferences. Different people have different preferences. Like, for some people, sex is quite important in their lives. For some, it's not, and yada yada yada.
I think sex is not just sex, but it's also it makes you closer. I feel like it's just an intimate thing on a spiritual level. You know, it's not just physical. Like
spiritual
sex,
level.
Yeah, sex connects you emotionally.
I guess, I don't know, like, have you had sex in a relationship though?
I've never been in a relationship.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, I don't know, like, I don't know about the spiritual part, but for me, it's just that usually a hookup is just, you know, like a one-night stand. I feel like after a couple of times, it just gets boring.
Oh, really?
Because, I mean, there's like, okay, there's like sexual attraction.
What do you mean gets boring?
I mean, it's just there's sexual attraction, but then, yeah, sex is sex, but then just like, it's just sex. Like, and neither did I in terms of like in relationship. Oh, so.
Interesting, you didn't either.
Yeah, so I don't.
That's like, interesting that's why, that you haven't had sex in your two relationships.
I mean, yeah, sure. It's just. It's different. Like, for me, it's. There is a meaning of sex of like, I guess.
In relationship.
Yeah, it's very different.
That's true.
It's very, very different. That's why I'm just like. I don't really mind it. So when girls sometimes tell me like, oh yeah, like I don't want to do it on the first day or like, or maybe until like very much later, I'm like, yeah, makes sense.
Because
for some guys, I know it's a deal breaker.
Girl can't be that off, right? What's going to happen with a girl? Like, what's the worst that can happen with a girl?
Some girls are just bad.
Like at sex or?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like their genitals are not that different. But then guys, there's a huge difference.
I mean, like... Like, let me tell you that sometimes I just, like, the girl was that bad. I was like...
But are you that good at sex?
I think I'm okay, but the girl was just, like...
You don't have that much experience, right? Like, you're definitely still learning.
Yeah, I'm definitely still learning, but I'm just, like, even then, I can still, like, know.
Yeah, actually, going back to earlier, where you were saying sex in a relationship is important, like, an important step. But then... For me, it would be like, what if you date for so long and you find out sex doesn't work? I think skill wise, you can work on it together. But
yeah.
But if it's the hardware.
Oh, the hardware? No, I mean, like, I'm like the girls I see that I'm pretty sure it's fine. Again, like, it's hard to screw that up.
Because the girl's hardware can't really be that far off.
Yeah, and yeah. I don't know. I'm okay. I'm not super self confident, but I'm like, I think I'm okay. I never had it, like, because usually...
decent.
Yeah, but also, like, the girls that I've slept with were, like, very much... It was, like, all about sex. Mm-hmm. So, like, they would tell me if something was... Because they would tell me, like, hey, I came, like, can we do this later? Like, can we change that or something? Mm-hmm. So, they actually could try to communicate.
Yeah, that's good.
So, I think so far no one really complained about the size, so...
If they keep seeing you, then it's good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
If everything is just one night stand, then maybe there's a problem.
No, it's like, for me, the rule is like 3 times, and then you have to change.
Oh, really?
Because, I mean, it's... Like, what's the point of going more than 3 times?
To be honest, I kind of believe that relationship moves forward or dies. So, like, if you keep sleeping with a guy and... If you just keep sleeping and sleeping together, and it's gonna end or it's gonna go further.
Yeah, but also you have like other things in your life. Like, I usually, for me, it's again like I have a period when I go out for like hookups and stuff. And then, but then like I'm busy, so I don't have time. Because also that whole like process of talking to people takes a lot of time and effort. It doesn't really take that much time, but it just takes a lot of effort. And I don't have that after like working and then coming home and then doing some other stuff. And I'm just like at 9 p.m. just like, I could talk to this girl or I could go to sleep. I'd rather go to sleep. So yeah, it's just that, again, like that's why the three I guess. Like, three times rule is not even, like,
a rule. That's a lot of effort to get to meet new girls and then dispose them after three sex. Yeah. It has more work than if you just have, like, one stable.
But, like, you can't do it for long, long.
Why not?
Like, for very long?
Yeah, like an actual friends with benefits situation. Oh,
like, but the thing is, you both are going to be, like, in a different point and, like, in your relationships. Because maybe, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, you're friends with benefits now, but then maybe, like, 2 months later or something, you or she might have, like, a guy that mm-hmm. they're seeing, right? And I'm not really into the idea of hooking up with a girl who's hooking up with other people right now. Just because of...
That's a lot to ask for.
STDs, man.
Yeah, of course.
No, okay. Like,
you wear a condom.
No. I mean, like, not as in you've had sex with other girls.
Right? I know, like, currently.
Concurrently, right? Like, if a girl is, like, having sex with, like, three different guys at the same time, like, okay, yeah, like, are you wearing condom? Cool. Like, are you blah, blah, so, like...
Have you got checked? Do you guys check regularly? Yeah, ever, regularly?
I never had to. Like, I don't think I have any.
But it's a good idea, then you wouldn't have to worry about.
True.
And there's so many things that girls need to worry about, to be honest. I feel like guys are pretty safe on this one, because there's things that girls can get infected with and guys can just be carrying and not.
True.
Like
true.
UTI. Do you know UTI?
Do hygiene. Do proper hygiene, guys.
Yeah, condoms are a great invention.
Yes, it is. Especially since I hate kids.
Yeah, no one wants kids at 20 years old.
Okay, next question. Let's see.
Wait, dating. I have a question.
Oh, yeah.
So you wouldn't have sex on the first date? Why is that?
It depends.
You're not object to it.
I'm not object to it, but
what would you feel if a girl suggests that?
Depends.
Would you be a little overwhelmed?
Not really. I would probably ask, like, what do you want from this?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because, mm-hmm. again, I usually go on the first day, it's like, no expectations. Mm-hmm. Right? And just like.
That's what every guy says.
Yeah, like, you don't have any. Because why would you have any expectations?
Well, I usually have very low expectations so that reality can succeed it.
I think it's different. I think it's different for guys. It's like, having no expectation means, like, hey, I'm going on a date. It could be, like, something romantic, it could be a hookup, it could be something different. But, like, whatever it is, I'll just go, like, mm-hmm. go with it, right? Mm-hmm. So, if a girl, like, asks me, like, hey, like, okay, so let's talk about, like, what do you want? Because I just want to make sure, hey, like, is this a hookup for you? Is this just, like, what you want from your relationship in general? Or, like, just in general, just to make sure that we're on the same page, I feel like. That's mm-hmm, yeah. the most important thing to me.
So I have another question for you. Then. Sure. What are you looking for then? Like, if you're just going with the flow, you don't really mind what comes out of it. So what's the meaning for, like, this kind of dating experience for you? Is it for experience or just for distraction, for fun?
I mean, like, I just like meeting people. Again, I guess. I feel like as a girl, it would be strange to make, like, friends. Yeah. From
I don't need more friends, especially guy friends.
Wow.
Because guys don't make great friends. I think you're a good friend material, but I don't think...
material?
Friend material.
Wow. Again, this is another thing. Girls always say, okay, he's a good boyfriend material, but in, like, practice, nah.
Do you think you're boyfriend material?
Depends, like, what are your expectations.
You know? Yeah, okay.
Right? Because some girls, like, have expectation of boyfriends specifically, like, to be more, how would say, I don't know, like, spontaneous, to be more, I guess, aggressive. I'm not really into that.
Like, proactive?
Yeah, I'm not really into that.
You like to lead?
I mean, like, I'm okay with leading, mm-hmm. but I have life, you know, that I want to focus on.
So the girlfriend will never be the priority?
Usually not.
Wow.
I don't think so. Like, it's just hard. It's
you
hard.
Have to hide this episode from every girl you date from now.
I usually say that, though. Like, because... I mean, it makes sense, though. With girls that I've dated before, it's like, it's always made sense to for them, too, because we always had something else on their life to be, like, number one. Like, right now, it's, you know... I gotta finish my degree, gotta get the job experience, gotta do that and that. And then, like, yes, it would be nice to have another relationship, but since I don't have enough time to, like do everything together, I would rather sacrifice that part. And if a girl is fine with that, because she might also be working really hard on her degree, on her work or something, it might like work out. Okay, here's the thing. So, you've never been in a relationship, right?
No.
Yeah. So, how do you think it will work with
my future relationship?
Yeah, just in general. Because again, you have a pretty much a path, right? In the relationship, you're gonna be on a date with this guy. You're most likely gonna have sex on the first date. You are going to go on.
Not that likely. Time. Like either first or second or third. Like well, if it's like longer than that, it's too much.
Yeah, but like it's in the
pretty
first
soon,
three.
Pretty soon.
Yeah, pretty soon, right? Then you will go out for a couple of more times. Aren't you afraid that it's gonna get boring with the same guy over and over?
I don't think it will get boring, but the thing I'm worried about is like if they're not looking for anything serious, or if they're pretending to be, and then I get hurt. I don't think I'll get bored, but I think I'll get sad.
So you would be okay. Okay, so you actually are.
I don't
okay.
think I get tired of a guy I like that easily.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
And I've never had that experience. Maybe like in 1 year or maybe in 3 months, I'm tired of it. But.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, 3 months is not that short, to be fair. Actually, no, it's freaking, 3 months is not, it's short now for me. God.
I don't know. I feel like if I like a guy, then I'd be able to, I wouldn't be tired of him.
Yeah, so, okay.
I'm asking, like, so, the way you describe it sounds like you don't like anyone that way to to not get tired of them.
I have a... What?
What?
I mean, like, you're putting it in a very bad image.
Yes. Yeah. I'm just putting out a very honest image.
No. I was just asking. It's like a general question. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, okay, so you have the path, right? So, how do you think
I don't really know. I haven't really gone that far in any path, like, in a relationship path, so I don't really know. Everything's pretty new.
So, but you would be, in terms of percentage, how would you say you're invested right now into serious relationship?
Compared to what?
Just like, let's say 0%, you just want to hook up, that's it.
Oh.
100%, you're like, okay, we got
to
get married.
My mentality is that if I go on a date with a guy, if I really like them as a person and I feel like it's compatible, like our paths are kind of in the same direction, then mm-hmm. then I'd usually want something more than just a hookup. But mm-hmm. then if I find them extremely attractive, then I don't mind just having a hookup or like a couple hookups. If they're not looking for a relationship, then I'm fine with hookups. But if they're looking for a relationship, then I could, like, as you said, the sexual attraction isn't as necessary.
Yeah.
Like, it still has to be there, but like it's not doesn't have to be that strong.
Okay, so I feel like you're closer to 60-70%, right?
In terms of
like how invested you would be in a serious relationship, you're like, yeah, I would like it.
I don't even know what you mean by this percentage. I can visualize it.
60% would be like, ha, like I would like to have like I'm ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, yeah. But I also don't mind.
Yeah, I would settle for less. Yeah. I'm ready.
Settle for less. Yeah. Oh god, that sounds so sad. Why would you say that? Don't settle for less.
Settle for hookups if
oh.
As long as they're attractive.
Never settle. Oh, okay,
wow.
Yeah, I'm sure, whatever.
No, but...
I'm kidding. No.
I think I'm ready for a relationship, but... But I also don't want to force working out with anyone that... if they're not.
That's good, yeah. Like, one big mistake I've ever done is, like, going into a relationship without actually thinking, am I ready?
You've only had two relationships, which one are you referring to?
Both.
Okay.
I don't think I was ready for either one. I just think like I thought I was ready, but I don't.
You don't look like a relationship person now, based on what you said. Like,
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not, but it just doesn't work. But I think now though, like
I mean, sounds like guys usually just want to fuck around until like 25, and then...
Oh yeah, no. Like, yeah. My plan is to freaking like be the weird bachelor uncle until like I'm 60 or something,
wow.
And then die on an island full of cocaine and strippers. That's the plan. That's the life. That's the dream. But no, I'm just saying, like, right now, I would say, like, I don't think I was ready, like, looking back. But I feel like now I would be, like, I think I've matured enough to understand the different perspectives. when it comes to going to
see the professive girl.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And then just like understand like, hey, okay, if she wants to, again, like I feel like in the future now, it's if she wants me to meet the parents, for example, and it, I'll feel like, oh yeah, it's going really fast, I'll actually like let her know now.
Mm-hmm.
Or for example, if the girl wants to, I don't know, like basically do not have sex for like until the very end,
mm-hmm.
but I really like her, I'll be like, you know what, fine,
mm-hmm.
whatever, it's fine. But yeah.
So what would be your ideal timeline now if you're
like right now?
But you're saying you're right. Not looking for anything serious.
I'm not really. Yeah. But
if the girl wants it serious.
If a girl wants it serious and I actually like her, mm-hmm. and I'm like, hey, I can kind of see us together, I would be down. Yeah. Yeah.
I just got a psychic feeling that you're not going to be in a long-term relationship in the next few years. I can see you break up within a year. Sorry to jinx your...
yeah, I mean...
Maybe that's a blessing.
It makes sense. I can see that too. I don't even take it as a, like, you know...
Insult. It's a blessing.
Is it really a blessing?
I think... Is it asking yourself?
I don't mind it. I don't really care. I don't care enough about it. I think it's like, it's good though, because I'm very picky. So maybe it's good that in that way. So yeah, I'm very picky with girls, so maybe it is good that most of them will dump me after 6 months. I can kind of see that it's going to be like me.
The pattern of your life.
The pattern, like the pattern.
Do you feel like you would be the one that's kind of trying to slow down?
Not really. I feel like. I mean, I would definitely try to like make sure we are on the same level of where we are. Does that answer your question?
What was I asking? I don't even remember.
The timeline. You asked for my timeline.
Yeah.
I don't have a... Yeah, it's very vague.
Yeah.
But you also answered it yourself. You said like the timeline, I'll just get... I'll get dumped in 6 months or something. That's the
it's
timeline.
It's not like you're getting dumped. It's like you are passively, aggressively trying to get dumped.
Oh, yeah. I know. Like, I know how
such a douchebag move.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll admit, I don't have the balls to dump a girl.
Yeah. You don't want to be the bad guy.
It's not even... No, I feel like even if I get dumped, I will be the bad guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I know for the fact. Because I'm, like, dragging it. Right?
Yeah. You're just dragging it out, right?
Yeah, I'm just dragging it out. It's just, like, the whole process. I'm just,
that's
like,
awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Immature.
I know. I did. Yeah, it's just me. I know I need to work on that, but it's fine. It's fine.
Based on what we talked about, it doesn't seem like you're looking for anything for the long term.
Yeah, but also I feel like most of the guys are like that.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I expect too. Like, yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're also a guy now. In the heart. Like, deep in the heart.
Yeah,
you're a guy.
And I have become more guy-minded.
Like, yeah, okay. That is true. Mm-hmm. Are you happy?
Yeah. I think so, general, mostly, yeah.
I like it, mostly.
Yeah, it sucks that I have to be, but like I feel like it's the best place for me to be.
So you feel like you have to be?
Yes.
Because guys are not aggressive enough for you?
No, I mean, I have to adjust my expectations and think in the same
trash.
Mentality. Yeah, like... 99%.
Oh god, men are trash is such a meme.
I'm not saying that, you said it.
No, I said it. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I said it. I like, men are trash, and I'm one of them.
I don't think men are trash, but I think guys my age are just...
Immature. It's the same thing. So you know what, just like, adjust your dating apps age.
I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Is it always older?
Most of the time. Sometimes I unselect, is this a deal breaker?
Oh, God.
First year versus fourth year is a big difference.
Yeah, like, I don't... Yeah, like, I feel like if you're dating, a first year as a fourth year, you're literally babysitting. But, again, I can see why no senior girl would ever date me. Because, I was not like a baby, but I was definitely way more immature, like mm-hmm. to the very alarming degree. Oh god. I'm looking back, just cringing.
Yeah, I do cringe so much.
At your first year self?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you definitely did mature quite a lot since the last time I saw you. But yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I didn't say it's good. I'm kidding.
I don't need you to tell me if it's good.
Wow, self-confidence. I like it. I do like it. Wow. But yeah, I am very happy for you that you're...
Thank you.
At least you're happy.
And for you, I don't know if I see a difference.
Really?
I don't know.
Wow. Wow.
I'm not sure. We never really talked like this anyways.
I think I matured just like, you know, a tiny bit. Like I went from a 4-year-old to a 6-year-old.
I guess you did.
Yeah. I'm like, you know what?
I'll give you the benefit of doubt that you matured a little bit.
We'll see. I think I definitely matured enough that I'll not be a douchebag and actually end it next time. Mm. Yeah. It's kind of sad that I actually say like next time as in it will definitely be a next time.
I think it's good because I definitely think like how you act and how you like, for example, I would be very turned off if a guy is very immature in like ways they end things or in like just very generally, even just like a few dates and stuff. You can really tell that if they're there yet mentally. Yeah. And so what you act like will attract people of the same maturity level.
Yeah, sure.
So you're doing yourself a favor or not. Yeah.
Oh, God. It was just like, you remind me of the girl that's told me, like...
What?
Because, yeah. I met a couple of girls who are a little older than me, and they're the same way. It's like, you're so mature. And I'm like...
I'm not saying you're immature. I'm just saying...
No. The way they described it. They didn't say you're immature.
Okay.
But they're, like, implicitly making it obvious. Yeah.
Am I saying you're immature?
Wow.
Do you need that? We're running short of time. Do you have any other questions?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
How was the episode?
I'll see. I have a question for you though.
One more?
I actually wanted to ask you about like back in first year.
Oh, sure.
Did you find me attractive or like did you stop finding me attractive or
what do you mean stop finding you attractive?
Because I heard from Bill and Josh about I feel like that just like pumped me up a lot.
You're welcome.
No. I mean, not that way. I don't mean that. I mean, like, it really gave me thoughts that, like, I would like you more because of that.
So
it's not necessarily a good thing. I'm just saying.
Sorry. Yeah. I thought you meant, like, it gave me self-confidence.
To approach you, I guess.
Oh, okay. I think I found you attractive. But again, it's like, I don't, in terms of dating, for example, Yeah, for me, it's like, okay, I guess, like, looks are important, but... I will not find...
Definitely, I only had, like, very narrow perspective of, like, dating, relationship, and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like, I'm just in general... Like, for me, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Looks are important, but then I wouldn't ask a person out just based on their looks. That's why I think the freaking dating apps are bad for me. Because I don't... Like, it's very hard for me. I don't text very well. And on top of that, the only thing I can see is, like, just their... I guess just their pictures, right? So for me, usually it's like I have to actually get to know a person a little bit before I can actually start dating them.
Yeah, but like anyways, I found you extremely attractive. I had a huge crush on you.
Thank you. It really flatters me. Thank you so very much. Yeah. Again,
it's good to tell you.
Yeah. Actually, like... Sorry, it was just like as a side story.
Yeah, don't go too much off. Like, don't tell another long story. Just like...
Yeah, I was just like...
Yeah, be brief.
Two minutes. So this girl liked me in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me like a year later too about it. Mm-hmm. And then I was on a call with her and she was with her cousin. And the cousin was looking at a picture that this girl was like at the guy that she was looking... That she liked currently. Mm-hmm. So like another guy, the next guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very similar to me. Like very similar.
I never liked anyone like you before.
No, but the thing is, she was like saying how I look better. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm the OG. And I'm just like fucking, oh yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
She found a knockoff.
Yes, exactly.
I guess, maybe.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Thank you so much for not like hyping me up or trying to.
So whatever. Do you find me attractive now?
Now? Yes. Yeah, for sure. Like, I think...
Thank you.
Your character definitely changed a little. Other than a little.
A lot.
Yeah, and it's different. But it's as long as I feel like, as you're happy, and you actually know what you want.
That's what you said at the very start. As long as you're happy.
Oh. No. Not in that sense. In the sense that it's more attractive for anyone when they are... Like, when a person actually is... confident in themselves, know what they want, and are happy with who they are. So those three things, that's very attractive as a personality trait. And I'm very happy that you have them now.
And thank you. Wow, what a positive ending.
Yeah, positive note. Now, stop the recording for that.
This is the end of today's episode. Thank you for listening. You can follow my podcast Instagram account at TENLB_PODS, where I post cover arts for new episodes. If you enjoy my show, please rate, review, and subscribe to my show on Apple Podcast, as it really helps boost my international ranking. You can also support me on Patreon. Links to Instagram and Patreon can be found in the show notes. Thank you so much for your support. See you next time.